Leprosy is something that we read a lot about in the Bible. But what is it? How does it impact people? And what does it tell us about Jesus as he reached out and touched the leper? This week, I'm joined by a very special guest who lives and works amongst people with leprosy. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to the program today as we kick off a new series of messages called A Day at the Office with Lepers. Well, over the last couple of weeks on the program, we've been spending the odd day at the office with Jesus, following him around through a few chapters of Luke's Gospel and seeing the sorts of things he encountered and what he said and how he reacted, real rubber hits the road kind of stuff. Because I believe he's not some distant saviour, but he became one of us to be close to us. So many people struggle with, well, where's God? Well, the answer is, he's right here in Jesus Christ. And today we're going to continue along that same theme, but in a whole different way. You may recall that one of the things that Jesus encountered a number of times was people with leprosy. And today I'm joined by a woman who lives and works amongst people with leprosy in Asia. Now, she's visiting Australia for a short time. Don't want to tell you exactly where she's working. Her name's Alex Jagelman. Alex, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Bernie. Good to be here.
Now, time and time again, we see lepers in the Bible. I guess you'd read all that before you headed off to work amongst people with leprosy. Do you remember much about what you thought about those passages, how you read them before you'd confronted the reality of leprosy?
To be honest, I never really thought of it. It was 2,000 years ago to me. It was not in my neighbourhood. So actually, to be honest, I never really thought about it before I heard that there were people with leprosy living in my area in Asia.
Yeah, I guess a lot of us, I mean, I didn't even realise that leprosy was still around these days.
Absolutely. And interestingly, leprosy is actually still around in Australia, in America. We do have people affected by leprosy, even in our countries, even today.
I guess your views change a little bit now that you've worked amongst people with leprosy. As you read these passages now in the Bible about people with leprosy, what do you read? What do you see? How does it impact you?
I think it's phenomenal. Back then when Jesus was touching and eating and sharing life with people affected by leprosy, when there was no cure back 2,000 years ago and the stigma involved, it was quite radical.
Yeah. Okay, tell us a little bit about the disease itself. From a clinical perspective, what can you tell us? Exactly what is leprosy?
Okay, Bernie, well, leprosy is actually a bacteria. It's very similar to tuberculosis. It's a very slow-growing bacteria, and it's transmitted through airborne particles, so when you breathe it out. Now, the thing to know is that 98% of people are actually immune to it. It's the indigenous cultures in a country where they haven't been exposed to it, like, say, Caucasians have for thousands of years, that don't have that same immunity to it.
Okay. So people catch it through airborne particles, through touch as well, I guess?
No, not through touch. Oh. No, it's airborne. It's like tuberculosis. So we can say that people living together in close proximity for many, many years, it's quite difficult to catch. So we would say people living amongst people who are affected by leprosy or in a family where maybe the grandparent was affected, often they're in a small house in these more developing nations and they're living in close quarters, maybe not a lot of ventilation over years, that would be the most common way for leprosy to be transmitted.
So how does it start out? I mean, someone catches leprosy, what's the first thing that they notice?
Well, it actually takes many years to get any real signs or symptoms of leprosy because I said it's a very slow-growing bacteria. So maybe after a couple of years, you would see a white patch or a different skin patch somewhere on your body and it looks a little bit like a fungus, something like a tinea. And you may not really take any notice of it. You may use some creams and doesn't have any effect. It doesn't really have any other symptoms. Some people don't even develop any skin patches at all, but they may start to notice after 2 to 5 years that they get weakness in their hands or maybe a bit of numbness in their hands or their feet.
So, okay, that's how it starts out. What then develops clinically? What happens as leprosy, the disease, progresses through your body?
All right. Well, the tragic thing about leprosy is it affects the nerves. And just like we can't repair spine damage when someone's had a spinal cord injury, we can't repair the damage that's happened to the nerves in the hands and the feet. The leprosy bacteria likes to live in the cooler places of the body, the hands, the feet, your nose, your ears, earlobes. And with the hands and feet, it actually causes numbness. You lose the ability to sense pressure and hot, cold, you lose all feeling. And the tragic thing is that when you don't feel something, you're so prone to get injured, especially if you're in a poorer country where you may not have shoes. You walk on numb feet over rocks, over sticks, and you get injuries.
And I guess that makes it all worse.
And it makes it worse because you can't feel it. Like, you think if you've stubbed your toe, how much more careful you are about that toe and you take care of it. Well, if you can't feel it, you continue to walk on it. You don't feel an infection starting. Something can go deeper. It often can affect the bone. And that's when we get these real malformations, deformities coming in because the bone gets affected. Mm. They can't feel this. You'll have a huge ulcer on their feet and they actually just can't feel it, so they don't, they ignore it, and that can get worse. It can affect the bone, and then we start maybe seeing limbs getting affected, and we've also seen the clawing of the hands and feet. Sometimes the hands get stiff and they get stuck into a position. We call them a claw hand or claw feet, or the foot turns in. So you're suddenly using a hand.
Just not functional.
Yeah, it's not functional. Yeah, that's right. So it's very, it's much more easy to get disabled.
All right. Now, in the Bible, one of the passages that really touches me is in Mark chapter 1, beginning at verse 40, where Jesus, of course, meets the leper. And the leper says, "If you're willing, you can make me clean." He reaches out and touches the leper. But it says of this man with leprosy that he was full of leprosy. Now, Luke, of course, when he wrote about that, is a physician, so he's looking at it. He's full of leprosy. You assume, therefore, he's advanced. This disease has been with him for a long time. If this disease goes untreated, what does full of leprosy look like? What does that mean?
Maybe some of the things that I have seen, you would get a collapse of the bridge of the nose. The leprosy bacteria maybe has affected the nose. Some forms of leprosy make nodules. So your whole face and most of your body will actually have kind of nodules all over it. You may see someone with claw hands or maybe have already lost a number of fingers or toes. Maybe the foot is actually turned in. So that's what I would think of someone who's never been treated with leprosy and they've had it for many, many, many years.
So in the country where you're working now amongst people with leprosy, how are the people with leprosy treated by society as a whole?
Absolutely rejected, absolutely segregated. Certainly in former years, over the last 10 years, we've seen a slight change. Mm-hmm. But certainly when I first started working amongst those people affected by leprosy, nobody had gone into their villages. And many of my patients have said up to 30 years they hadn't seen any outsider.
Now, you're in Australia at the moment for a number of reasons, and you're due to go back towards the end of the year.
Yes.
Would you rather stay here or would you rather go back?
Oh, absolutely go back. Well, there's so much to be done still and so many rich opportunities to bless and to be practically the hands and feet and mouthpiece of Jesus.
That is awesome. Alex, thanks for joining us. You're going to be with us all week on the program, so we'll chat again with you tomorrow.
Thanks, Bernie.
Go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional that I'd love to send you to help you draw even closer to God. It's called Fresh, a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. God's Word, fresh for you each day. It's completely free. To get instant access, just stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see the Fresh Devotional sign-up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of the ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again, in case you missed it, is christianityworks.com. So go ahead, sign up to receive fresh, and may your heart be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.